Trainspotting Tunes. I'm your host, Ian Duffy. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in Easton, Pennsylvania. So today we're going to have a new radio show. It's a pretty cold Tuesday. There was some snow this morning when I woke up, but that's not going to stop me from coming over here and having another show this week. So the Grammys were this weekend. I thought it was kind of a flop, other than Best Rock Album, which went out to The Strokes with their new album, The New Abnormal. But other than that, it didn't really impress me this year. The Grammys just didn't have the same, just didn't feel the same way that they normally feel when I watch it. Maybe that was because of COVID, maybe just because I didn't think there were a lot of great artists that were there, or maybe some of the people that won the awards didn't deserve it as much as other people did, but we'll get into that later on in the show. So to start off, we're going to play a song off The Strokes album, which won Best Rock Album. So this is the fifth track off of The New Abnormal. The title is Eternal Summer, and that's what I'm hoping for after this second semester of my freshman year is over. So here it is, Eternal Summer by The Strokes.
Oh,
That was Eternal Summer from The Strokes off their newest album, The New Abnormal. So I hope you like that song, and that shows you why they won Best Rock Album this year in the Grammys. It really is a great album, and the album cover actually is a Basquiat piece as well, who is a great artist. Sadly, he passed away at a very young age. But I think that makes the album even better, that it has a really nice piece of cover art. So our next song here is from one of my favorite bands. I've said this multiple times, Led Zeppelin. This is one of my favorite songs on In Through the Outdoor, mainly because of the piano riffs that you hear in the intro and throughout the whole song. Because when I think rock, or when a lot of people think rock, they think like heavy guitar and a lot of drums, but you add some blues piano in there and it still sounds really great. And that is the one instrument that I play, the piano. So when I hear this song, I really love it. So here it is, Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin.
Thank you.
Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin off their album In Through the Outdoor. Great song. So with St. Patrick's Day being tomorrow, I decided that today I wanted to play a bunch of Irish bands and a bunch of Irish songs and the like. So we're going to start off with a band called Fontaines D.C., and they were also up for Best Rock Album the other night at the Grammys with their new album called A Hero's Death, which came out last year. I first heard their music in 2019 when they performed on Jimmy Fallon, I think it was at night, and they played their song Boys in the Better Land. And I really loved it. They're like a post-punk, like Irish group and they started in like 2017, and they have a really nice raw sound. So yeah, I just wanted to play some Irish music. Even if it doesn't sound Irish, the people are Irish. Yeah. So here's the first song that we're going to do, Boys in the Better Land by Fontaines D.C. Here it is.
Put the boys in the better line. You're always
That was Boys in the Betterland by Fontaines D.C. This next song is also from an Irish band, probably one of the most famous that I know, U2. Bono, The Edge, them. This song is called Bad. It's off the Unforgettable Fire. I remember there was a time when I had no idea who U2 was. I was in my uncle's apartment up in Massachusetts, and he had a clock on the wall that had a guy's face on it. And I was young, so obviously I didn't know. And I was like, why do you have a clock with a random guy's face on it? And then my dad looks at me, my mom looks at me, my uncle looks at me, and they all just go, that's not just any guy. And it was Bono. So from that day on, I made it a task for me to learn who U2 was, listen to a bunch of their stuff, and now I completely understand why he had a clock on his wall with Bono's face on it. Because that whole band, they're absolutely legendary. So here it is, Bad by U2 off the Unforgettable Fire.
Twist and turn away.
That was Bad from U2, just an absolutely beautiful song in every respect. This next one is from the Cranberries, another Irish band. Everyone probably knows it. It's called Zombie, off No Need to Argue. Great song, so let's get right into that one.
Zombie, zombie.
by The Cranberries. And I think that song sounds so good because of the meaning that was behind it. That's a protest song that was made by The Cranberries to the Warrington bombings in 1993, which were on part by the IRA, and they killed a 3-year-old and a 12-year-old. And the head of the band has said, and I quote, "The IRA are not me. I'm not the IRA. The Cranberries are not the IRA," and on and on and on. So basically, it's a protest against them, even though there were many people in Ireland at the time who were offended by the song, because the IRA claimed they carried out these acts in the name of Ireland for the separation of the UK in Northern Ireland. But they were deemed a terrorist group, and what they were doing, they weren't doing it the right way, and that's what the Cranberries were protesting about. So the meaning behind that, once you know that, I think it makes the song a lot more emotional. But that's also why it makes it emotional, and it's easier to feel the song when you know what's behind it. So on a better note, this song goes out to my dad because he was asking me to play some Irish music today. So this is "Dirty Old Town" by the Pogues. So shout out, Dad, this one's for you.
I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed the dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Drifting across the moon, cats are prowling on their beams. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Dirty old town,
Dirty Old Town. Dirty Old Town.
That was Dirty Old Town by the Pogues. This next song is from U2 again. I think this is the first song that I ever heard from them. It's called Sunday Bloody Sunday. It's also a protest song about the Troubles in Ireland, which started in about the 1970s and kept going on through the late 90s. And there's still some beliefs about that in around the Northern Ireland border still, around Derry and places like that. So here's the next one, Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2.
Close my eyes and make it go away.
That was Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2. Like I said, that was another protest song about the troubles in Northern Ireland and Ireland. That was mainly about the 1972, what they call Bloody Sunday incident, which happened in Derry, where British troops just shot unarmed civil rights protesters. And I think what makes that song so great is the drum beat in the background. Kind of sounds like a military drum. And I think it makes the song really good. So our next one here is from Sinead O'Connor. This is called The Emperor's New Clothes. I think I've played this song last semester and I talked about it, but there was no recording of my show for that. But this song, she was on SNL, I think, and she was protesting or talking about the Catholic Church and the Pope at the time and the allegations about pedophilia and stuff like that in the Catholic Church. And obviously no one believed her. And from there, she was kind of blacklisted in the music industry after that. But years later, it turned out that she was right and everything she was saying was true. So she was just trying to get that knowledge out there. And that's kind of what Emperor's New Clothes means. It's when you believe the person in higher power just because they have the higher power, even though they're wearing like a false cloak, something that's, they're just wearing a facade to make them seem like good people when they're really not. So yeah, here's The Emperor's New Clothes by Sinead O'Connor.
Cause they know they're untouchable, not because what I say.
Rose from Sinead O'Connor. This next song is from an Irish singer-songwriter, Hozier. I've played this song before, but I want to play it again because I love it. It's called Jackie and Wilson. It's off his namesake album, Hozier. So let's get right into this one. Jackie and Wilson from Hozier. This next song is from The Chieftains, featuring Mick Jagger. It's called The Long Black Veil. Really great song. Another Irish band. So here it is.
There was someone killed neath the town hall light. Just a few at the scene, and they all did agree that the man who rang looked a lot like me. Well, the judge said, son, what's your alibi? If you're somewhere else, well, you don't have to die. And I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, Lord, nobody sees, nobody knows. An eternity nears, and she stands in the crowd and sheds not a tear. But sometimes at night, well, the cold wind moans in a long
Black Veil from the Chieftains featuring Mick Jagger. That song kind of makes me feel like I'm in Braveheart, even though that's a Scottish, that movie's about like the Scots. The intro just makes me feel like I'm on a horse riding up the hill with blue face paint on. So this next song is going to be our last. It's called The Parting Glass, which is like a traditional Irish song for when someone leaves. Seeing that it's my last song, I thought that I'd play this one. So this is The Parting Glass. It's a live version from Hozier. Here we go.
All the money that I have, I spend it in good company. And of all the harm that I done, it was to none but me. For all I've done, for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they'd wish me one to my lot that I must go and you must not. I'll gently rise and I'll softly call good night and
So that was our last song of today. So thank you for everybody who listened in. This was a little St. Patrick's Day special. I played a bunch of Irish bands and Irish artists. So the recording is up on WJRH.org if you want to listen to it again. If not, totally fine. So you were listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in Easton, Pennsylvania. This was Trainspotting Tunes. I'm your host, Ian Duffy. Again, thank you for everybody who tuned in. And yeah, have a great one.